Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Phew, okay. Ow, off with the mask and out into the rain. So, that was Serrano. Can Steve Martin and Gerard Depardieu sleep safely tonight? Difficult. Let's put it this way. Joe Wright, Serrano, and that's Cyrano as opposed to Serrano for this movie. It's a cinematic remaking of the stage musical Serrano. And in doing so, this version strikes a decent balance between drama and singing. In terms of the setup, Hayley Bennett is Roxanne, who's being wooed by the dastardly Duke de Guiche, as played by Ben Mendelsohn. Of course, because Ben always gets the bad guy gigs. Yet the fly in the ointment seems to be Serrano, as played by Peter Dinklage. He's kind of this loquacious swordsman who's interfering on all levels of life. Add to that, he's fallen in love with Roxanne. And yet Roxanne has just fallen in love with this guardsman that she's just seen at the theatre called Christian. So Serrano agrees that since Christian's pretty crap with words, Serrano will write them for him so as to seduce Roxanne, which is a pretty screwed up way of going about declaring your love for somebody. But that's the setup of the story, and that's what Joe Wright is going with. The filming, the cinematography are the really strong draws here. And the opening scene where Serrano eviscerates a hammy actor on stage is easily the best in the film. It has a kind of rapping duelist. Peter Dinklage clearly owns the film at this point. However, when the film gets onto matters of love, the second act really drags through its playlist. I'll be honest, I really haven't seen the musical. That said, when we got to Heaven is Where I Fall, if that's the right title, that was really, really cool, and it was staged in a very interesting way. Sadly, though, the ending is a bit undercooked compared to the 1990 version. Not so much boy meets girl, boy loses girl, gets girl back. It's more boy gets poet, loses poet, discovers poet was in love with a girl all along, and then, well, spoilers ahoy. So I think if you're a fan of the musical, then it's probably right up there. And if you're wary of cinematic musicals at the best of time, then I'd say the first half is endearingly sprightly. However, if you can't look past some of the songs that are spoken more than sung, then you might not last the course. I think one thing is clear though, if there's any doubt, Peter Dinklage is a megastar. It's worth seeing it just for him alone. So there you go.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.